Hamikdash Churban Habayis, the Golus, came into existence. Says the Gemara Nedarim. Says the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Aleph, Al Shalai Birchu Batayra Tchila. The Rishayim, the Ran there, many of the Rishayim tried to elaborate, tried to give insight on what possibly could have been the chait. First of all, what does it mean that they didn't make a bracha? They held of kol haTorah kul, they didn't hold of Birkas haTorah. Shayna, that hold Birkas haTorah is deraisa. How could they not make Birkas haTorah in the morning? They didn't make Birkas haTorah. So there are different nuances, different approaches to understand. Even if they did make brachas, maybe it wasn't the right intention. They weren't machshav the Torah. It's Yadua, the Kasha. What does it mean, Al Shaloi Birchu B'Torah Tchila, and why was that the source? Why was that the reason that Churban Habayis came into existence and we're sitting today in the Golus that was a function of Al Shaloi Birchu B'Torah Tchila? So I was thinking about this recently, this Gemara. I was thinking about a possible shot to what Chazal meant. Avada, like all the Mepharshim say, Avada, they made Birkas HaTorah. Avada, they held to the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. There was something missing. Just read in the parasha, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Yitzchak Avinu tells us. Hakol Kol Yaakov, Ayadayim De Esav. Zokta Chazal, the Medrash, Kisha Kol Yaakov, when the boys are in the Beis Medrash, when the boys are learning, when the boys are doing what they're supposed to do, when their boys are keeping the kol stark and allowing there to be a loud kol Torah in the Beis Medrash, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, az ein hayadayim in deis. So then, ein uma shaletas farem. Then the Golas doesn't exist. Aber kishein hakol Yaakov. But obviously the inverse is true as well. When we're not creating a kol Torah in the Beis Medrash, when we're not creating a maila of kol Yaakov, then Yitzchak tells us a reality of then hayadayim yideis. Then uma and edoim. And the Golus that we're sitting in right now, the Golus Edom, is Shaletas Bahem. And we're unfortunately, we are subjugated under the Golus of Esav. But that's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk doesn't say, HaKol Yaakov, V'Hayadayim Yideis. What does the Pasuk say, Rabbi Yisai? The Pasuk says, Kol Kol. Why are there two kols? What is the second kol? If the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us that we should be Bnei Torah, that we should make a kol Torah, so just say, HaKol Yaakov V'Hayadayim Yideis. What is it about the second kol that the Rebbeinu Shalom is hinting to that needs to be there in order to make sure and to circumvent the Yadayim De'esav, the Uma of Edom, that is Shaletes Banu, that we're experiencing right now? So I'd like to try and suggest a pshat. But I'd like to talk to those people that struggle in the Beis Medrash. Or what about the person that has a good day and then has a bad day? What about the person that comes after midterms and feels like a lo yitzlach now, and he feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want my Torah? Or yesterday I didn't follow Shir, I couldn't come to Seder, and now I want to just go into the corner, I want to just go into the morgue dorm and just be in a place that no one looks at me, that no one checks if I show up at night Seder or what time I come in the morning. What if a person feels I don't have a Kol Yaakov?
I'm not a Ben Torah. I don't have the seichel of a guy who can say a shtiklach Torah with a Reb Chaim and a Ktois HaChoshen. I can't be that Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not Kolel Elyon material. I'm not the classic YP, top of the line this year and that year. What about that? What about those guys? What are they supposed to do about Yadayim de Esau? What's Yitzchak telling them?
This is Yontif, Meseches Brachos, says something incredible. He says, when we make a zimun, right, and it's Hashem, hopefully, the tib will make enough money, we'll be able to get some amotzi over here. It's Hashem, if you probably want $2.2 million. So we'll make a zimun over to Hashem at the Vadin, Abali, and Lutayim. So Tosis Yontiv asks, why is it that when we make a Zimun, we say, Mivarech Elokeinu She'achalnu Mishlein? Why is it that we use the name of Hashem that refers to Elokeinu? Elokeinu is always associated with what, Rabosai? With Din. And yet, says the Tosis Yontiv, when you make Birkas HaTorah, when we get an aliyah, what do we say? Baruch Hu is Hashem HaMevorach. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Which is the shame of what? Of Racham. Why is it when it comes to Birkas HaMozen, Benching, Zimun, or B'sayin of Areich, we say, Areich Elokeinu Shech HaMishol, the Brach of Din. Says this Taisis Yantiv, an incredible chiddush. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of us. We're the Brias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created the universe and he created man. So if he created man, so Al Pi Din, Al Pi Mishpat, it makes sense that the Creator should what? Should give sustenance and food that creation could survive. That creation could thrive. And in order for us to continue living, so we need some epis golan. We need something. We'll even take a chop chop once in a while. But we need Al Pi Din. HaKadosh Baruch, you created me? Al Pi Din. Mishpat, Elikeinu. Give us some food. Aber Zokta Taisis Yantiv, Rabbi, say, listen carefully. Zokta Taisis Yantiv, listen very carefully. Says the Taisis Yantiv, Talmud Torah? Birkas HaTorah? That's not Al Pi Din. To be a Ben Aliyah in Torah, to be Matzliach in Atzlochas HaTorah, in Aliyas HaTorah, in Dveikus HaTorah, to live a Torah-dikah lifestyle, to understand the Seichel HaTorah, to understand the Hashkofas HaTorah, to connect to the Torah, to be Nesuam in HaTorah, to be Ramamish, understand the Reach HaTorah, to understand the Ratzin HaTorah. That's all what? Rachmei Shamayim. Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's all a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tomorrow when you say Birkas HaTorah, I want you to think about this Tosis Yontif. Torah is not yours. Torah is a gift from Shamayim. It's not something that comes from a degree. It's not something that comes from an interview. It's not something that comes with a connection. It comes from a bracha of saying, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Rachmei Shamayim. You have Rachmanis on the Schoela. The doctors gave up. Please give him Siyata Dishmaya. I daven every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give me Siyata Dishmaya in this Taisis. Give me Siyata Dishmaya in this Gemara that's Aramaic, that looks like Chinese. Everyone in this room has an equal shaychus to the Torah. I don't care where your background is. I don't care where you went to high school. I don't care what year you're in right now. I don't care what program you're in. You all say the exact same Birkas HaTorah in the morning. And it's all, Hatzlochas HaTorah is all a function of what? Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Rachmei Shamayim. This is highlighted by a vort of the Chidush Harim. Rabbi say, I'm not being magzim. I live by this Chidush Harim. It's gold, and I mean this a little bit seriously, that you really should pay me afterwards. Listen to this Chidush Harim. Go'oinis. Chidush Harim asks a gasha on the Gemara Baba Metzia. You all know this Gemara Baba Metzia. Yogato umatzasa. Tamin. Yogata v'loy matzasa, al tamin. Frek the Chidush HaRim, I don't understand something. If you're walking on the street and you find a diamond ring, so you're really happy. You know why? Because you just made a lot of money. There's no simin, there's no chi of hashava, there's no hashava saveda, nothing to do. What? Just keep it, pocket it. Sell it, get the profit. Good, you just made a tremendous investment. Retire, sit in koil for the rest of your life. Gevaldik. Why am I so happy, Rabbi Yisai? Why am I so happy? Because a metziah, by definition, is what? Is something that I didn't even have to work for. Something that I bumped into. I found it on the ground. It's a metziah. Frek the Chidush HaRim, by definition, if I'm working in Torah, and I'm toiling in Torah, and I'm struggling in Torah, and I'm not making progress in Torah, and I'm sitting on the same line in Torah, and I'm yagata in Torah, so then what? Finally, once I get it, don't say that that's matzasa. It's not a metzia. That's hard-earned money. That's mine. That's what I get. So the Chidush HaRim, you know, that's not the way Torah works. The Ferish in the Gemara. Yagata umatzasa ta'amin. Means a person puts in his ishtablus. A person puts in his effort. A person does his utmost. Puts in the tircha, puts in the toil, puts in the seichel that he has, works himself as much as he can. But then guess what? Your hatzlacha is not a function of your yegiyah. As long as you're misyageya and you try as much as you can, then the Rabbeinu Shalom responds with what? A gift. That's Torah. Al pi seichel ativi, it still shouldn't work. The fact that you now chapped was not because you chapped. It was because of what? Yud kei vav kei. It was because of Rachmei Shamayim. It was because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift. It's Beferish, says the Chidush HaRim. Even after Yogata, it's still Matasa. Wow! Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I chapped. I got a gift. And Rabbi said, you know what that means, says the Chidush HaRim? Everyone's a Yid, everyone's a Chelik of Klal Yisrael, is Shayach to that same gift. And if you're misyageya more, and it's more tircha, and it's harder for you, guess what, Rabbi Yisai? I've seen it. I've been around the base medrash for a while. The guys that have less seichel, the guys that are not as big chapsters, the guys that are not as innately given the koichas, that would be considered like the highest IQ, those are sometimes the biggest matzlichim in learning. It's a pliatzuma. Pliatzuma. You know why? It's a riot to this Kiddush HaRim. Some of the guys that are the biggest mutzlochim in Torah are not necessarily the guys who score the best on the standardized tests. Because this is not the mektzoya of standardized tests. This is the mektzoya of metzias from Shammai. Yogatu mutzasa tamin. It's exactly what the Tosis Yom Tov is telling us. Torah, we don't say Elokim. Torah, we'd say Yudkei Vavkei. So it's a raya for those guys who say, I'm not cut out. Sheker v'chosef. I'm not cut out. I'm not made for the world of learning. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't meet me when he gave me the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's not what Torah is. You're looking at Torah as like another piece of academia, another study in the Welt. That's not what it is. It's Torah's Hashem Yisbarach. It's a gift from Shamayim. And any of the people that you've seen have been matzliach, It's not koichi v'yotzim yodi. It's not theirs. It's a gift from Shemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon them. And that's why you can't give up. And you can't say it's not me. And you can't say I'm out. It is you. Just like your zoyche to a gift from Shemayim to have a refuah, so to your zoyche to have that gift of Yudkei Vavke. Gemara Megillah says, Shmaitza Bo'i Tzilusa. Literally means, the Gemara, Pshat in the Gemara means, to learn a sugi you need clarity, which is true. You need to have a clear head. Person, half of you I speak to, you're not going to get the sugi if there are things that are bothering you, which is which we try to be misader, try to work out other things that are going on in your life so you can have a free head and be able to learn. I always tell guys, they go to Eretz Yisrael, they learn, and they think like, oh, well, my wife will figure out what to do. I said, I guarantee you will not learn an iota if your wife is not sefridin, if your wife is not happy in Eretz Yisrael. Forget about it. Forget about it. You're not going to have an open mind in order to be able to emit on the sugi. It's not going to happen. Shmaitza boi tzilusa, you need clarity. But there's another pshat in the Gemara. Shmaitza boi tzilusa, what does tzilusa mean in Aramaic, Rabbi Yisrael? What? Tfila means prayer. Means, I can't just go into the base medrash. I can't just start Hakol Yaakov. What do I need, Rabbi Yisrael, in order to be zoiche in Torah, if I really understand what Torah is, if I really understand what HaKol Yaakov is, what do I need before that other kol? What do I need, Rabbi Yisrael? Tzilusa! I need to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gifting me the Torah. I need to recognize that Torah is a function of what? Not a volcano, not seichel, not teva, not intellect, not, ooh, I'm good, I'm impressive. I got the goods. No one has the goods. Nobody. It's all a gift from Shemayim. And that's why everybody can be as great as they want to be. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a tzivui in Talmud Torah. You can be matzliach. You can. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And before you wake up every morning, right when you wake up, you say Birkas HaTorah, and you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, not Elokeinu. So Mamela Raboisai, according to this, even those guys that what? Sometimes get into those difficult zones, those bad days, those days that I want to just stay under the covers, those days that it's been three midterms and I just can't get back into it, and I'm going to be so lost. But then I remember, no! It's not just Hakol Yaakov! It's HaKol Kol Yaakov. Even those matzlichim, those guys that were always there, it was because of what? A gift from Shamayim. Because they put in their yegiyah, because they showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they want it, that they want to be Mekabel, that they want to be Mekabel in the Torah, that they want to be Oyle in the Torah, that they want to be Dveik in the Torah, that they want to be Bnei Torah. They're not faking it. They really be Miyageya. And then guess what? They got a Metziah. They got a Metziah. That could be me too. I'm just as Jewish as them. I'm just as Bonim Lamokum as them. I am a function. I am a son of the Amishter. Why can't he give me a Metziah just like them? So I had a difficult time. But right now, why can't I say Birkas HaTorah today? You keep okay today. Ah. Anaya Pshat. A new Pshat I had in Chazal. Al sheloi birchu b'toira tchile. Avada, they said birchu b'toira. Avada, they checked off all the boxes. You know what they thought? Toira. They became gaivadik in their toira. My toira. I have a toira to kakop. Ooh, he's a lamdin on the shidduch resume. Ooh, look at this guy. He could say chaburis. He could yell and scream in the base medrash with a shtickle Reb Chaim. Ooh. Al sheloi birchu b'toyra tchila. The
to Toises Yontif. What's Birkas HaTorah? Yud Kei Vav Kei. They didn't realize that Torah is what? Is a gift from Shamayim. Hatzlochas HaTorah is based off of what? A connection to the Eibishter. The same Tvila that I say, Rifoinu Hashem Elokeinu, I say, Hashiveinu Hashem L'Soyro Semo. I need Rachme Shamayim to be Zoycha in Torah. And if I'm a Baal Gaiva with my Torah Rabbis, I guess what? It's not Torah's Hashem Yisborah. How could a person be a Baal Gaiva in Torah? Then you're making a Bracha Levatola in the morning. Makes no sense. Nebuch to those guys. Nebuch. That's not a Kol Kol Yaakov. You're disagreeing with Yitzchak Avinu. It's not a Kol Yaakov. It's a Kol Kol Yaakov. And therefore those guys that are struggling and they feel like they can't be part of a Kol Yaakov, so what? They're gonna bust under Esav? They're gonna just be so have to surrender in a Golas Edom? No! Because Yitzchak said a Kol Yaakov. It's a Kol that's knocked in with a Kol. It's a Kol that every morning you can be misfollow for. It's a Kol that you can rejuvenate yourself. That you can come back. That you can be Mitziyageh. That you can be Zoychev. That you can get that Mitziyah. Everyone can get a Mitziyah on the street. There's no skill that needs the Mitziyah. Rabbi, I have never met a person that says, that guy's a good finder. What kind of pathetic line is that? A good finder? What do you do for a living? I'm a finder. That's al shaloi birchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't realize that they say Yud Kei Vav Kei before. They didn't have Hakol Kol Yaakov. They just had Hakol Yaakov, and it's mine. And I can put it on my resume, and I can show it to all the girls and the shaduchim and all and in my communities and say I went to Brisk. That's not what it's about. That's not the kavonis of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and you could quote me on that. To anyone who you want. That's not what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't care where. Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't care when. Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't care how. What the story is, what the resume says, what the background is. All this yeshiva shenarishkeit. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo also doesn't agree to anyone who argues on the opposite end either. That it's not me. That's also a bracha levatola in the morning. It's both extremes, Rabbi Say. It's a message to everyone, in every single velt, from the Haredi Shabbat Yeshivish to the modern Shabbat modern. I'm saying a Torah right now that applies to everyone. To the Balei Gaiva with their Torah, and to the people that say, I'm not a Ben Torah. And I have no Shaychas to Torah. And Torah, maybe you're just, I love that line, maybe you're just not caught out. Maybe I just shouldn't say Birkas HaTorah in the morning. Maybe Churban HaMikdash should happen. Maybe Al Shalom Birchu BaTorah Tchil. Maybe, maybe, maybe. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you have got to Mitzvos. The Gemara says you can. The Gemara says that voice that's talking to you, that's the Shitra Achra. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's the entity that wants to convince you that this is just, you know, why you and they're equal. That's garnished. Everyone knows that this is the foundation. This is a key to our existence. This is who we are. This is our yesod in our life. And it applies to every single person. And we need to make sure that we're elevating ourselves. That we're staying on that track. That we're becoming every day more dovig and more dovig and more dovig. And if we have to get stuck, and if we get into a zone that we're going to have pitfalls, we're not going to stop. Because nothing that happened the last few days or the last few weeks is megala that I can't find the Mitzia and win the lottery today. Look at those people that win the lottery. They're from like, I don't know, Idaho. They got no skill. And they got the biggest mitzvah in the world. But Rabbi Say, how many rayas do I have to bring to you? It's sheker. It's sheker to say it's not me. And it's sheker to say it's all me. Both of those are sheker. It's Avinu, the song we just sang. You want to be matzliach in Torah? You want to have atzloch in Torah with your families? You want to have a Torah-dika lifestyle? Sobolovsky once said, I remember I heard him in this Sukkis. I remember I went to go visit him on Sukkis, and he was speaking to his shul. He said, you want to be matzliach? You need to have kavon and ahava rabba. What is ahava rabba, Rabbi? He said, look at the words of ahava rabba. It's unbelievable, the way we speak in ahava rabba. Pay attention. Actually wake up the next time you say ahava rabba. Avinu ava rachma. We're asking again and again for rachmonis. Rachim olei. The same belibena. L'havinu l'haskin. L'shmai olil modu l'ami. L'shmor v'lasos u'l'kayim. As kol divrei Talmud Torah sech b'yava. Avinu ava rachma. Yud kei vav kei. Not Elokeinu. The only way I'll be mekabel the Torah and my kids will be mekabel the Torah is if I have rachmei shamayim. Avinu ava rachma. Where else do we speak like this? Chaval, and not everyone hears this in the early days in yeshiva. But I think this is such an important message for anyone who's struggling in a Torah-dika life and thinks maybe it's not for me, maybe I'm not cut out. It's not emes. You need this foundation to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to gift you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make you have the most shleimistika life possible. A life of Torah. A life of Dveikus Bashem. And that will be from a gift. What you have to do, you got to. You got to try. I got to try my best. I got to try my best. I got to put in my all. I got to put in my all. If I could tell the Rebbe Shem, I put in my all. I tried my best. Then the Rebbe Shem. Got to once also time. A person is really misyageya, then he will get that misyageya. And if a person is low misyageya, umatzasa al tam. And if a person is yagata below matzasa, al tam. It's not true. It's not emes. That's part of that sheker that I've been talking about. Al tam. Don't believe that. It's not just the Gemara voice, those are the voices. Those are the voices of the Sitra Achra. Those are the voices in the world today trying to pull us away from a life of Torah. Those are the voices. Those are the voices of laziness. Those are the voices of you're not realistic. You got to come back to reality. Those are the voices. Al Tamin, says the Gemara. Al Tamin, says the Gemara. Don't believe that. Because this is a world of Edom. And the only way we can get out of this Golos and bring back to Azman of Geula is if we start what? Making a Birkas HaTorah al Shaloi Birchum HaTorah Chila. How do you do that, says the Yitzchak Avinu? HaKol Kol Yaakov. Shmaitza Boi Tzilusa. Tfila V'Kol Torah. It's Shaykh to everyone. Everyone in this room is a Ben Torah. And could be a greater Ben. So Rabbi said, let's sing that song again. But let's sing it with Kavana. And let's let that Kavana continue into tomorrow's Birkas HaTorah. And the next day's Birkas HaTorah. And the Birkas HaTorah that needs to follow the day that you were out of it. That you were not Matzliach. That you're not being Miyash. That you're not giving up. That you recognize that this is my gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm Misyageya and I daven shtart, then I could get it. And I could be the greatest Ben Torah and I can get to heights that no one could imagine. And I could defy all those people and those voices that the Gemara said. I'll tamen to those voices. I gotta stop the song, I'm sorry. I was right. I forgot to tell Yoel, Mirtz Hashem, we are planning
like last year. I don't know if the other one knows, but one of the major things that we had to do before construction in our house is Moshe Marom, who's a tzaddik who built my house, my shul, he came to the Nativ Hanukkah Mesiba last year. And he said, there is no way that you are putting marble in the dining room floor. Because I saw the way those Nativ guys danced, and your floor will collapse into the ground. So therefore, you'll see, there is wood on the floor after, that was the deciding factor, after the Nativ Hanukkah Mesiba, it's a wood floor. So Mirtz Hashem, I think we said the second night of Hanukkah, Tuesday night of Hanukkah, Mirtz Hashem. The guys, a lot of guys have a class on Monday nights. So on Tuesday night of Hanukkah, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to have a Hanukkah Mesiba in our house. It gets, that was just like a little intro about getting Leibedik. Mirtz Hashem will be Leibedik. We're going to, Mirtz Hashem, light up the lights of Hanukkah and illuminate our Yontif of Hanukkah, Mirtz Hashem. And Mirtz Hashem will have Michael and a whole Mesiba.
Oh, God.